Hello, Audio Boom. I've not been here in a long time, and I've just noticed that February is happening again this year, and I thought I would come along and participate as it's a very wet and wild Saturday afternoon here in the UK. And I was going to go out and do things, but it's just too wet and horrible, so I haven't. February day one. I don't know where all these topics are, so basically I'm getting the information from other people's booze because I don't know where, I don't know if there's a list of topics or where they are or anything like that. I don't know how we find them. But February day one is, what would life be like if we didn't have the internet? Well, I cannot imagine my life without the internet. Now, I know we didn't have the internet when I was growing up and whatever, but I really don't know where I would be without it. I use it so much in my day-to-day life, and I have done really since 2000 when I started using it. So for the last 15 years of my life, I've been on the World Wide Web. Socially, I chat to people on there. I have made countless numerous friends. In fact, all the people in my life who I see most and I talk to most are people who I've met through the internet, through the World Wide Web, through Facebook and other forms of social media, Twitter and stuff like that. You know, I don't really have many local friends nowadays. That I have some people that are friends locally, but they are people I also have met through the internet. I don't have local friends that I knew from growing up, but mind you, that's probably got a lot to do with the fact I've moved away from where I grew up. But I didn't have many local friends anyway, so it wasn't a big wrench. But you know, I chat to people on there. I've made friends through it. I do my shopping through the World Wide Web. I order my food shop through it. I bank through the internet. When I travel, I use apps on my phone to assist me when I travel. So on the bus, I have a GPS app, which I wouldn't have if it wasn't for the internet. And without that, I wouldn't be able to, you know, confidently get buses. I use train apps to plan my train journeys and pay for train fares and things like that. And it also helps with a bit with the social isolation that a lot of us as VI people come across, because it's not easy for us to go, well, just out and, you know, down the pub and just chat to anybody randomly. It's not always that easy, especially for women. And I think, you know, we can stay at home, we can chat on Facebook, Twitter and various other forms of social media. What else do I do that's done through the internet? When I've looked for work in the past, then that's been done through the internet. I use the apps to read out my post and things like that. And if it wasn't for the internet, they wouldn't exist. Just really so much in life. It's no more a luxury anymore. I don't think our internet or broadband connections are a luxury anymore. I think they are necessities. For me, certainly. I mean, I've had to change my internet over from someone else's name to my own. And there was going to be a crossover period, and I was panicking about the fact that it might get cut off one day and I might not be connected for another 2 days. And how was it going to be without the internet for a couple of days? And I was on phone to Virgin Media panicking about it, saying, you can't cut me off. You've got to do a crossover thing. You can't just cut one off, you know, and then not start the next one until the next day or something, because I can't be without the internet. And you know, I said, I don't care about a phone line, because I never really use a landline now. Don't care about my phone line, and I don't care about my TV, but I need my internet connection. I can't be without that. So, yeah, you know, it's something in my life that is very, very important to me. And without it, I think life would be very I think it'd be quite bleak. We would obviously find ways of coping, but I do think it would be quite a bleak life. So I'm very glad that we have the World Wide Web and social media and all the other things that I enjoy on a regular basis. And yeah, that's about all I have to say on that. So take care, everyone, and I'll speak to you all soon. Bye for now.